The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Heat 105.9 with Chris and Steph want to celebrate our great city.
Ready for your love.
This is why we love Orange.
Yes, we're promoting the positive stuff. And I really was way too close to the mic then. We're promoting the real positive stuff that's coming out of our city. And we're using the hashtag we love Orange to help do so. So this morning we're asking, what is today's topic?
We want to know the best pub feed.
The best pub feed around. And we've had a stack of comments on Facebook about it.
Oh my goodness. So many people have their fave. A lot of people saying, or some people saying, the Lucknow pub.
Yeah, Craig. Craig said that,
yep.
I think he won something yesterday, didn't he, Craig? Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Matt's also good friends of the show. He messages us occasionally. He said the Western he loves.
The Western, yeah, best variety at an affordable price. That's what he says.
Yeah, so Jess reckons the Royal.
The Royal. Actually, drive past the Royal yesterday. They're having a facelift or something done. There's a huge crane out the front putting on a new roof. And
they've been there for ages. They've been there for like weeks I reckon they've been doing that for a month or so, maybe more.
This is how often I drive down Lord's Place. I did not even notice.
They're doing heaps out there.
Well, there you go.
There is so many recommendations for the Robin Hood. Brett, Crystal, Laura, Gina, all saying the Robin Hood is their fave.
You know why I reckon that is?
Why?
Families have a bit more opportunity out there. That's what I feel, because you've got like the play area and that for kids, and so families flock to the Robin Hood.
Yeah, kids love it. They can be entertained. You can enjoy a nice dinner. Like, it's good. I can understand that.
Hey, the Dubbo RSL gets a mention as well, thanks to Dale. So, I mean, there's stacks on there. But
I love one of the ones that I'm a big fan of, the Cow and Calf in Wellington.
The Cow and Calf out in Wellington.
I've been for a couple of motorbike rides out there. I can recommend that one too. I reckon it's great out that way.
Which one's the Cow and Calf?
It's like a beautiful building in Wellington on the main drive when you're going in.
Yeah.
It's like a bluey sort of stone building.
Oh, yes.
On the corner there, and then you go in and it's just had the most amazing renovation outside their like garden area. Beautiful. Anyway.
Well, what we want to know this morning, 13, 12, 16, that's just the Facebook comments alone, but we want your real life comments now. Give us a ring, 13, 12, 16, nominate the best place for a pub feed around, wherever that may be.
Is it the Vic?
Absolutely.
The Western. Have we missed?
We've missed multiple,
heaps.
I think.
Yeah,
we've
there's so many pubs and people are so passionate about it. Where do you get the best feed? I'm talking your palmy, your steak.
Yes,
your
steak.
Your roast on a Sunday.
Absolutely. 13, 12, 16, the phone lines are open. Nominate the best place for a pub feed now. 13, 12, 16.
Hit 105.9 with Chris and Steph. Want to celebrate our great city.
Ready for your love.
This is why we love Orange.
Yes, we sure do. And we're looking at promoting this beautiful city / town / village / area we live in with just positive stories. And so we're asking this morning, 13, 12, 16, best pub feed around. What have you got?
And look, we had so many people comment on Facebook. The Royal getting a great write-up, the Western, the Parky, the Robin Hood, I think, is quite the favourite. I think that'd be a pretty close contender.
Absolutely.
For taking it out this morning. The Knobless. Oh, so many.
So many.
So many.
Bianca's got one on 13, 12, 16. What's your suggestion?
I go to Mary Jane's. It's upstairs at Kelly's Hotel.
Ooh,
I go there actually quite a bit. What's your favourite thing on the menu?
Yeah, what do you get?
Steak all day, every day.
She's a steak girl. Steak all day, every day.
So good.
I used to have a friend of mine who'd have steak for breakfast every single day. Protein. Absolutely.
Day.
All right. Good suggestion. Thanks for that.
No worries.
I like that one. That is a good one.
Yeah. You know, I'm probably in that category. I reckon I'm quite a fan of Kelly's. Brett and his team up there do great work. So I'd go there on the reg.
I'd say Knobloss, awesome, because you've got this great mix where you go, oh, maybe I have pizza in the wood-fired area, or you know, I could have Thai. The Gong Thai is just there too.
It's sort of like everyone's happy at the Knobloss, like there's so many different options.
Very true. And another great feed, the Lord Anson. Lord Anson, brilliant. Pop in there, have a feed. Or, I know this one.
They do good schnitzels there, actually. They do the crumb chicken breast.
They also, I've got to mention, Greenhouse. No one's mentioned Greenhouse whatsoever. Grab the burger up there at the Greenhouse.
Yeah, but like to me, the Greenhouse is like in a new category. It's not quite pub either. Like, you're talking pub feed.
It's hard to define, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of like. It's just dining, like a new breed of, it's like a Sydney-esque place. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I get what you're putting down. There you go. Some great suggestions. If you've got any more, 13, 12, 16, let us know. And you can check out the full list of what's been suggested on our Facebook page, Hit 105.9 Central West.
Yeah, you're all passionate about your pubs.
Here's an idea, and I'm just going to throw it out there. You go from pub meal today, say maybe lunch, you maybe go out with your workmates, take a shot, put it to Instagram, use the hashtag WeLoveOrange.
Yeah, we'd love to see that. So if you're having your good pub feed today, yeah, just hashtag WeLoveOrange.
I love and hate food envy. It's this love-hate relationship.
I love it. I love looking at people's meals.
Well, while we're talking money and business and stuff, get this story coming out of Europe, or Paris, I should say.
Paris.
One small business owner has learnt that you shouldn't work too hard. And which is, you know, it flies in the face of everything that you've been taught your entire life. Stick your nose down, get it to the grindstone, and...
Head down, butt up, work.
Head down, butt up, work, and, you know, maybe you'll have enough to retire. This guy is a small business owner, owns his own bakery about 120 miles southeast of Paris, a beautiful spot. And to meet the demand of the summer season, this gentleman by the name of, I think it's Cedric, increased his working hours, working 7 days a week in order to meet demand for customers who wanted treats from the bakery. Baguettes, everything.
Is that baguettes, croissants, what else?
Just everything.
Just lots of buttery pastries.
Buttery pastries everywhere. All the great ones that have like chocolate in them. What are those? I don't know, but I'll have one of those. Thanks very much. But basically, here's where he's come unstuck. There's labour laws in Paris that state that you have to at least have 1 day off per week. They're laws that are designed to protect exploitation of workers.
They also don't let you have emails on any
after work
personal
hours.
Devices.
Absolutely.
And they also say that work hours must be balanced with home life.
I'm booking my trip now. I'll do the show from over there. But because he's gone and he's upped his hours and he's worked 7 days a week... They've gone, no. They haven't gone, They've said, no. You can't do that. You've got to work only 6 days a week and have at least 1 day off. So they've fined him $4,744 bucks.
Oh, he's just a small business owner.
And he's a cop to fine. Because logically, you go from there, now I've got a bill for nearly $5,000.
How am I going to work this off? I'll wait.
I'll do some extra time. Let's start working 7 days a week and do a little bit more extra work to make the cash up.
See, I'm a big fan of the laws that they brought into Paris around and France around work-life balance, and they think
they're
it makes
beautiful.
A happier workforce. I think it does. It has all these great social benefits, but I don't think that includes small business. I really think people in small businesses are there because they want to work for themselves and they want to set their own hours and their own times.
Well, yeah.
You guys want to pay a staff member on a Sunday to work.
But what you're talking about is laws that are sort of encouraged there to protect workers and to provide the workers with a perfect work-life balance.
He shouldn't be giving an employee that seven days a week and 10 hours a day and asking them to answer all... You know, the emails about baked goods.
Yeah, but when
at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
When you're baking your own baguettes and you're doing your own thing and flying
surely.
Under your own steam,
yes.
Surely you don't need to cop a nearly $5,000 fine. So there you go. That's why you shouldn't work too hard because it might work against you. So
in France.
I mean, it's a very specific niche. So for anyone who's moving their small business to France,
opening a bakery in France, good luck.
Gold stars for adulting.
Oh, let's hand out some gold stars for being an adult this morning. 13, 12, 16. Steph, you said you didn't have anything. You haven't been an adult.
Oh, no, I've been super adult the last 2 weeks. I just don't want to be.
What do you mean? What do you want to say what you've done?
I'm just trying to organise... Like this engagement party.
Oh, engagement central.
And
yes.
Earlier this week, I was like, nah, I'm going to cater it myself. I can do it. And I've had to plan catering, then I've had to plan, coordinate everyone else around me. And it's been quite the hectic time period, as well as trying to, give me the gold star for this one, because I'm super tough.
There it is.
I've been trying to get my health on track the last few weeks.
Well done.
I've been to the gym every night the last, that's an exaggeration. I've been every day this week so far. Welcome to Thursday.
Which is, it's good because you're so tired of a morning. We're actually pre-recording this show at 12 o'clock lunchtime every day. No one can tell.
No, I was at my PT at 12 o'clock yesterday. This is 100% live.
Well done. You absolutely deserve a gold star for that.
Your turn.
I caved in. After weeks ago, I spoke about playing chicken with the NBN. I finally got it yesterday. I did it. Because I kept getting these angry text messages and emails.
You will be disconnected.
And letters in the mailbox about, hey, your cutoff date is this date. And I'm like, oh, that's really
close.
When
the writing on the letters goes to red, you know you've got to, like, take action.
You know what I got, actually? And this is a case of very clever thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I got a phone call from, and I'm not going to say where it came from, okay? I just got a phone call. And it essentially was, please hold the line. And it was an automated system.
Yeah.
And then it played me a message saying that, hey, your NBN rollout is happening. Your copper connection will be disconnected on this date. Thank you very much. And they used that kind of like the whole, well, he's actually heard it. That's a confirmation. So click, that's a tick there. He's been warned.
Yeah.
He's been told. So I had it a number of ways and I thought, hey, it's got to
be done.
It's getting too close. So I folded like a deck of cards and
well done.
Got the NBN.
Time. All right, you've enjoyed your speed. You're happy thus far?
Okay.
Like you're in the land of NBN?
There was a hiccup where it was said it was connected and for a couple of days it actually wasn't. So once me and the team sorted that out together, we were totally fine and it's been fine from now on. So,
good. I'm glad to hear.
13, 12, 16. Have you been an adult? Have you stepped up and done something that requires responsibility? That's right. Not palming it off to someone else. You doing the job. 13, 12, 16. Do you want to boast about it?
Of course. Humble brag.
Yeah, do it now. 13, 12, 16 for Gold Stars as we play this game.
Gold Stars for adulting.
Yeah, handing out the Gold Stars for anyone who stepped up and been an adult this week.
Yeah, nice and easy. If you want to have a bit of a humble brag, now's the perfect opportunity to do so. Chris, you finally gave in. You did it. You connected.
I connected. I reached out and connected to the NBN.
You're plugged in now, friend.
And despite what everyone said about it, they were kind of right. I only had one issue and we cleared that up in the first few days. But after that, clear sailing, so.
Have you been playing the speed test on your phone? I know the sort of individual you are. I can imagine you've been testing it quite a bit.
You know me way too well. I spent last night doing some speed tests in comparison to what I'd previously had and just, you know, doing the benchmark to make sure that it was
I know you would have been.
Nice and speedy. But yeah, it's working out well. Thanks for knowing me so well. You confessed moments ago, Steph, that you've got so much on, not just renovations, but engagement party central, and you've decided to take the really brave task of catering yourself.
Catering myself? Cold catering, despite cold what catering. People think. You know what? I'm perfectly fine with my cold catering. I might have a rave about that tomorrow, actually.
Nothing wrong with cold catering?
Nothing wrong with it at all, and I'm just trying to, you know, take it back a notch and think it doesn't have to be perfect. It's okay. It's going to be bulk people. I'll just make sure they're all merry and it's fine.
Just got to shut out the external voices and just focus on what you want. That's the toughest part, just going, hey, I'm just going to keep...
Thank you so much for those ideas. They're fantastic. I'll really consider them. That's a wonderful idea. No, that it is.
Yeah.
I won't be actively implementing that immediately, but it's something definitely worth considering.
And that's all included on your email signature at the moment. 13, 12, 16, Gold Stars for adulting. We'll give you one of these. If you've done something in the world of being an adult, Tara's joining us this morning. What have you done, Tara?
I actually babysat my one-year-old niece for the first time. She had a sleepover at my house with me and my fiancé.
No,
so it was our first sort of full-on babysitting experience without being supervised ourselves.
Well done.
Oh, my goodness.
A gold star for your
efforts. I know.
I have so many questions on this, but I'm going to start with... your fiancé and you know, babysat for the first time. Are we getting a little cocky?
I guess the thing that we got out of it is that we didn't kill her, so we might be okay as parents later on down the track.
Her parents, I would think, would also take that as the silver lining, I think, for that situation.
That's true.
Yeah, absolute silver lining. Well done, Tara. It all went well. I mean, what she said there is, you know... It's the fear of everyone has, you know, looking after.
Oh, it's even when my friends have babies and they just go and put them in your arms. Oh, you can have a hold. And you're like, I didn't ask for this. And then you're like, what do you, don't they have the floppy necks? Until a baby gets a strong neck, I don't want to hold it. Like, when your baby's there and it's, you know, it's still that weird colour and it's got, you know, all these different things going on and it's got a floppy neck, don't hand it to me. I want nothing to do with your floppy necked baby. When it grows a real backbone and a neck, then I'll maybe
hold. Hey, lay off the babies, okay? That is Gold Stars for adulting. Well done, Tara. Here's another lost and found story for you this morning. This has happened during the week. A giant inflatable duck has been lost off the coast of WA and has been found nearly a week after lost at sea. The giant, yes, giant inflatable duck. It's about the size of a caravan. It was being used on the morning of March 11. The duck's name is Daphne, if you're wondering. And it was being used to celebrate the Cockburn Masters Swimming Club. They were setting up for their annual jetty swim, and they were using it to mark, I think, 22 years.
Yep.
So they'd bought a $900 giant.
Careful where you words get mixed up. You don't want to get the wrong letter in there.
Well, I've already said the name of the swimming club, and I got past that all right. So I thought, let's forge on.
Yeah.
The giant duck, thank you very much, was being set up at about 5 a.m. in the morning. The club president, Peter Maher, had set it up, and then suddenly a gust of wind took Daphne away, and he swam after it, desperately trying to get Daphne, but no, Daphne went off into the morning sunrise and was never to be seen again.
Just ducked out.
Just ducked out for a bit. Ducking hell, Peter, what are you doing? And a week later, after putting up lost notices everywhere, thankfully, they found Daphne, sighted as far off as about 400 kilometres out.
Was she still inflated?
Yes, I believe so. Still inflated, still floating for her life. So it was great to see her rescued and returned safely to
Thank
shore.
Thank goodness there weren't, like, a group of people sitting on Daphne at the time.
Yes. See you guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Lost at sea on Lost a at sea. Like, that's not how you want to go.
I mean, that's not the thing you want to report 5 a.m. in the morning to emergency services. Yes, our swimming club's just lost three members. They're out at sea somewhere.
On a giant inflatable yellow duck.
Call in everyone. The duck? Yes. Yeah. No, it is real.
Nah, you're ducking with me.
Yay. Stop ducking with me, mate. Ducking hell. But thankfully, got it back. Towed back. The photos are brilliant, by the way. Just a everyday boat dragging a giant duck behind it. Back to land, as it were. Good work, team.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.